Luckily, there was no one else around, not even a bellman. The late-day checkouts were on the sidewalk, fighting for hacks, and here the lobby was a doze. From the bar beyond the gift shop, night and day gave way to a lazy and introspective version of stardust. "Driver's license," the desk clerk agreed in that same sighing, wondering voice. "Good. Are you supposed to write anything down?" "No. Mr. Van Wyck rented the room. All I need is to check your... May I hold the turtle, ma'am?"
"No,"
Susanna said, and the desk clerk began to weep. Susanna observed this phenomenon with amusement. She didn't believe she had made so many people cry since her disastrous violin recital, both first and last, at the age of 12.
"No, I may not hold it," the desk clerk said, weeping freely. No, I may not hold it. Ah, Discordia, I may not."
"Hush up your snivel," Susanna said, and the desk clerk hushed at once. "Give me the room key, please." But instead of a key, the Eurasian woman handed her a plastic card in a folder. Written on the inside of the folder, so would-be thieves couldn't easily see it, presumably, was the number 1919. Which didn't surprise Susanna at all. Mia, of course, could not have cared less. She stumbled on her feet a little, reeled a little, had to wave one hand, the one holding her driver's license, for balance. There was a moment when she thought she might tumble to the floor, and then she was okay again.
"Ma'am?"
the desk clerk inquired, looking remotely, very remotely concerned.
"Are you feeling all right?"
"Yeah," Susanna said, "only lost my balance there for a second or two." Wondering what in the blue hell just happened. Oh, but she knew the answer. Mia was the one with the legs. Mia. Susanna had been driving the bus ever since encountering old Mr. May I Not Take the Sholpada, and this body was starting to revert to its legless below-the-knee state. Crazy, but true. Her body was going Susanna on her. "Mia, get up here. Take charge."
"I can't. Not yet. As soon as we're alone, I will."
And dear Christ, Susanna recognized that tone of voice, recognized it very well. The bitch was shy. To the desk clerk, Susanna said, "What's this thing? Is it a key?"
"Why, yes, I...
You use it in the elevator as well as to open your room. Just push it into the slot in the direction the arrows point. Remove it briskly. When the light on the door turns green, you may enter. I have slightly over $8,000 in my cash drawer. I'll give it all to you for your pretty thing, your turtle, your sholpada, your tortuga, your kavit, your..."
"No,"
Susanna said, and staggered again. She clutched the edge of the desk. Her equilibrium was shot. "I'm going upstairs now." She'd meant to visit the gift shop first and spend some of Matz's dough on a clean shirt if they carried such things. But that would have to wait. Everything would have to wait.
"Yes, sigh."
No more ma'am, not now. The turtle was working on her, sanding away the gap between the worlds. "You just forget you saw me, all right?"
"Yes, sigh. Shall I put a do not disturb on the phone?"
Mia clamored. Susanna didn't even bother paying attention. "No, don't do that. I'm expecting a call."
"As you like, Sai."
Eyes on the turtle. Ever on the turtle.
"Enjoy the Plaza Park. Would you like a bellman to assist you with your bags?"
"Look like I need help with these three pukey little things," Detta thought. But Susanna only shook her head.
"Very well."
Susanna started to turn away, but the desk clerk's next words swung her back in a hurry.
"Soon comes the king. He of the eye."
Susanna gaped at the woman, her surprise close to shock. She felt goose flesh crawling up her arms. The desk clerk's beautiful face, meanwhile, remained placid. Dark eyes on the scrimshaw turtle, lips parted, now damp with spittle as well as gloss. "If I stay here much longer," Susanna thought, "she'll start to drool.